For days, Hamlet stumbled around in wrinkled clothes. He didn't wash or comb his hair. People began to laugh and whisper. But Claudius kept a close watch on Hamlet. The prince, after all, had a right to the throne. Suppose he was up to something.
What's up with this plan of Hamlet's? He says he's going to play the fool. I guess that means he's going to act kind of crazy. That would explain why he's walking around all wrinkled and dirty. But why does he want people to think he's crazy? Well, Hamlet probably needs some time to figure out how he's going to kill Claudius. If people think he's gone crazy, they'll feel sorry for him and leave him alone. No one will suspect that Hamlet's up to anything, and he'll have time to make a plan. But I'm wondering, is Hamlet planning to kill Claudius? Seems like he's having second thoughts. I guess that's understandable. I'm not sure I'd trust information I got from a ghost. Still, what do you think this indecision says about the kind of guy Hamlet is? Is he a man of action like Claudius is? I'd say he's more the kind of person who's got to think everything over really carefully and change his mind 1,000 times before he does anything. Some people probably would have killed Claudius, or tried to, right away. Other people wouldn't have listened to a ghost in the first place. But Hamlet's just thinking everything over. Let's start reading on page 23, where it says, "Lovesick?"
Lovesick? Ever since he had met the ghost, Hamlet had been trying to speak to Ophelia about it, but she had been avoiding him. Finally, he caught up with her. He took her face gently between his hands. His eyes searched hers, and he saw tears. How can I drag her into this, he thought. If I tell her about my father's murder, then she will be in danger too. He shook his head sadly and backed away. When he was nearly out of sight, Ophelia heard a horrifying sound. A cry of anguish rang.